Chapter 15. Some of the less pleasant aspects of being dead were beginning to creep up on Gordon Wei as he stood in front of his cottage. It was, in fact, a rather large house by anybody else's standards, but he had always wanted to have a cottage in the country, and so when the time came for him finally to buy one, and he discovered that he had rather more money available than he had ever seriously believed he might own, he bought a large old rectory, and called it a cottage, in spite of its 7 bedrooms and its 4 acres of dank Cambridgeshire land. This did little to endear him to people who only had cottages. But then, if Gordon Wei had allowed his actions to be governed by what endeared him to other people, he wouldn't have been Gordon Wei. He wasn't, of course, Gordon Wei any longer. He was the ghost of Gordon Wei. In his pocket, he had the ghosts of Gordon Wei's keys. It was this realization that had stopped him for a moment in his invisible tracks. The idea of walking through walls frankly revolted him. It was something he had been trying strenuously to avoid all night. He had instead been fighting to grip and grapple with every object he touched, in order to render it, and thereby himself, substantial. To enter his house, his own house, by any means other than that of opening the front door and striding in a proprietorial manner, filled him with a hurtling sense of loss. He wished, as he stared at it, that the house was not such an extreme example of Victorian Gothic, and that the moonlight didn't play so coldly on its narrow gabled windows and its forbidding turrets. He had joked stupidly when he bought it that it looked as if it ought to be haunted, not realizing that one day it would be, or by whom. A chill of the spirit gripped him as he made his way silently up the driveway, lined by the looming shapes of yew trees that were far older than the rectory itself. It was a disturbing thought that anybody else might be scared walking up such a driveway on such a night, for fear of meeting something such as him. Behind a screen of yew trees off to his left stood the gloomy bulk of the old church, decaying now, only used in rotation with others in neighbouring villages, and presided over by a vicar who was usually breathless from bicycling there, and dispirited by the few who were waiting for him when he arrived. Behind the steeple of the church hung the cold eye of the moon. A glimpse of movement seemed suddenly to catch his eye, as if a figure had moved in the bushes near the house, but it was, he told himself, only his imagination, overwrought by the strain of being dead. What was there here that he could possibly be afraid of? He continued onwards, around the angle of the wing of the rectory, towards the front door, set deep within its gloomy porch, wreathed in ivy. He was suddenly startled to realise there was light coming from inside the house, electric light and also the dim flicker of firelight. It was a moment or two before he realised that he was, of course, expected that night, though hardly in his present form. Mrs. Bennet, the elderly housekeeper, would have been in to make the bed, light the fire, and leave out a light supper for him. The television, too, would be on, especially so that he could turn it off impatiently upon entering.